The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck.
Hey.
Hey.
It's Cuckoo Choo Choo, Catherine.
And it's actually Patrick.
Hey, and Patrick. This is Seek Treatment.
A podcast about boys sex.
Facts, fucking, raw dogging or with condom.
Fucking raw dogging or with condom and love.
Love, be it romantic or platonic or agape.
Or monogamous, polyamorous.
Monogamish.
Ethically non-monogamous.
Whether
unethically,
the door is open or ajar.
Whether the door is open or ajar. And even I want to invite in the non-ethically non-monogamous people because they are
cheaters.
Iconic. The cheaters are iconic.
Shout out to if the cheaters are listening, we want to shout out and celebrate them. They're probably hurt in childhood, and that's why
I would love to be a cheater.
No, you wouldn't.
I think it would be a fun life to be cheating on people left and right.
It's very like New York Mag's sex diary.
Totally.
I'm a cheater.
I'm a cheater. The diaries of a cheater.
Look at what I'm dealing with right now. I have a little girl, a teen, and her mom.
Oh my God. That's Lorelai, Rory, and Emily.
Wait, I just had such an experience where, first of all, let me tell you this. I could not be happier to be back in my apartment. You were 100% right.
Oh, like, totally.
There is something so sacred. Even if one's apartment is a disaster zone.
Even if you're on TLC.
Even if you are. Even if you're on an episode of TLC, I'm a disgusting fucking whore. It's still so nice to be in my space. And to at least, even if I have too much shit and it's everywhere, I can at least know what I'm working
totally,
with.
Totally.
But the craziest thing that I did, I shipped my suitcase from Colorado since I wasn't going straight back to New York. And so I'm actually awaiting an even more bigger, wow, I'm so stupid. An even bigger explosion of stuff is coming my way on January.
Totally, that's so scary. I still have suitcases from like Truly LA. And then of course my suitcase from Miami. LA.
I know, wait, let's hear about Miami.
Well, for second, I actually want to address the boys sex fucking love of it all, because I do feel the need to like update in regards to like a reordering of crushes, because I get so many messages about Garden and about who
I know the Garden's Garden. We don't care anymore.
People became convinced while we were in Miami that Matt was the Garden, so we started like having fun with that. But
imagine if we were talking about
like, do you guys know me? Like,
well, also,
what if we said about the Garden that make you think it was Matt Rogers?
I've had multiple friends reach out to me being like, I thought the Garden was for you. I thought the Garden was for me, Kitty Cat, and I said, no, the Garden's for my friend Pat. The Garden is really a mystery that keeps on giving.
Yeah, but I would say like I don't care about I saw the Garden IRL, felt mm-hmm. really nothing for the Garden.
The season ended. It's Garden season's over.
Yeah, and so I do have a new primary for sure.
Have secondary?
I do. I have a secondary and a tertiary, and I would at this point I would call the
tertiary the reminds me of like I don't know what it is, but tertiary, the word reminds me of like the picture of like the small intestine in a biology book, like tertiary.
Oh, interesting. Like,
why?
Yeah,
is
kind
that?
Of. Well, kind of sounds like pituitary, which is a famous gland.
But it's more about the rounded corners of the colon.
I saw I my tertiary actually in Miami. Didn't go to Miami with my tertiary. But
oh my God, this is what's happening to me is what girls dream of. Thank you so much for those. I love you. For those not in the know, I kind of was like, what if you made me eggs to my boyfriend? And he did it because everyone keeps telling me that my cortisol levels are off the chart and I should eat breakfast before I have caffeine.
Oh, that's smart.
Anyways, I mean, God only knows how I feel about you. Me to myself in the mirror. God only knows how I feel. Okay, so tell me, we can bleep it. Can I have the names of gold, silver, and bronze?
Yeah, so the gold medal goes to, oh my God, this is fun because it feels like I'm the person whose national anthem will be playing. Oh, and guess what? There's two national anthems that will be playing on this podium.
Oh, wow. Why? Because
well, I guess actually only if you get gold in the Olympic Games, only if you get gold love does your anthem play. But okay.
That's a good hint.
I know.
Sorry that I'm eating on the podcast. We used to do this all the time and everyone would get so mad. But we don't care anymore what people think because we've been through too much. Okay.
Gold goes to second. Silver goes to
cue a different song.
Mm-hmm. Bronze goes to, I don't know if I've ever like talked to you about this one, but this is the one I saw from afar in Miami. Is
I wish y'all could have heard that description because it was so not sexy.
No, it's so hot how it is, but like. I saw it was actually, I wish I could tell the story, but it would give it too much away. But, and I think they listen, this person, the bronze medalist, I think bronze and silver both listen. And I think gold doesn't listen. And that's how you get to be gold, by not listening to the podcast.
Wait, did you have a New Year's Eve kiss? No offense.
No. It wasn't like
what happened when the ball dropped?
Well, it was actually LOL because we like last minute went to the Miley thing and it was like,
oh, yeah. Did you not know you were going to that?
Until I did not know I was going until about 5 p.m. that evening. About half of our house went and, but then like they kept like filming us. It was actually LOL. So like literally in the cover, in the coverage on NBC, I cover the two, like when they're counting down, I'm like,
no,
it's actually no, iconic. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I want to do a,
is it on YouTube? Someone send me that.
I want to do a, carousel of pics, but, and I want to end it or start it with, cause I've been watching Real Housewives of Miami from the beginning. Cause I abandoned it years ago in like 2012. And there's this one quote, there's this absolutely like the hottest woman in the world, this woman named Joanna Krupa, who's like a model. She, in her, like at the end of season two, which is her first season, when they're all like saying their little things and like they get a freeze frame of them and it says what they're doing now. Hers, for some reason, she's dancing at an event like this. And then like over it, she's saying, I always thought in a city like this, it was, oh no, she says, wait, actually, let me play it because it's actually so iconic. And I want to, and it's so true. First, wait, blur this, Carly, if you show. Do these load to Patreon, the videos?
Carly has been, oh, here's a fun tip. Carly's been putting longer segments of the pod, exclusive segments on Patreon, but she asks me, nothing okay, that we cool. say cut is going to
be
first
on picture, my first picture. so obviously don't put that in, Carly.
Ray Jepsen.
Carly Ray Jepsenista. Okay, wait, this is her.
But I'm eating it so good.
You could show this, Carly. Wait. First of all, I want to see how this woman is dancing.
Hard to make friends in a city like this, but it seems like you can make strong bonds with good people in Miami.
I don't do that. Anyways, oh yeah. So anyways, then it was just like. Then we were going to like a gay space. So like we just like left. And actually that gay space is where I saw my tertiary bronze medal crush. It's so incredible to go to a warehouse space full with sweaty men and to see a bronze medalist there. Mm-hmm. And I spotted him from afar. I spotted him. Actually, it was crazy because it was a mass of like, I would say 7,000 gay men. And I just saw the silhouette of the person's hair. And I was like, oh, wow. That's the bronze medalist. And then, but then as I got closer, he was like, and then as I got closer, he was fully making out with a different human being that actually wasn't me. So then that's I okay. kind of like, yeah.
That's why he's bronze. There's a reason why he's bronze. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I obviously didn't care. I can't tell gold. I can't tell if I dropped dead tomorrow, if gold would even hear about it or care. But that's kind of cool.
Are you joking? Gold
that's again,
is...
what gets you gold?
I want to admit I look crazy if you're seeing a video of this, but I don't care because it's like that TikTok sound where it's like, yes, I'm crazy, but I'm free. I actually feel so free because I deactivated my Twitter.
That's cool. Twitter, I go on like a month to tweet something that like seems funny to me in the moment. And then like 3 seconds later, I realize it's not funny. And then I'm like, whatever, I don't care.
I was kind of using it just to like post about show tickets. And I logged in the other morning and I was like, wait, this is so stupid. It's just another thing to log into. It's just another thing that I don't need. I'd rather spend my time on my favorite website, TikTok. So I just, because I am 31, rock all night, rock lobster. So I just pressed deactivate and I actually feel so free. Whatever.
I literally
love New York City. I love someone tagged me in the funniest TikTok though, where they were like, this is Catherine on every episode of Seek Treatment, where it's a girl being like, I just need to get out of the city. And then it's her in the country. She's like, I just need to get back to the city.
You know, I wish I knew you were in town. I'm going to Natalie's show. I bought Natalie Joy Johns on Saturday.
Hey,
are you around? It's on Sat.
Let me see.
I'm bringing Aaron Jackson because I didn't think you'd be back. Did I? But if you're around, you can come too.
Yeah, I think I might have like a birthday thing, but I haven't heard details. Anyways, I have club coming tonight, which is crazy. I haven't been in so long.
Wow. I'm excited to start my biweekly and maybe write one new joke since I'm going to Vancouver in February.
I'm really... I'm in my hermit era. No, I would never say that. I just like, I'm having a situation where like, all I want to do is be a hermit. I don't want to do anything.
Totally. I'm actually having
professionally
or... Yeah.
Well, it's because you're like post-relationship, you're blossoming, you're glowing. And
yeah,
I'm feeling like extra in love. So I'm like, let's just be hermit.
Do you want, you want it? Okay, wait, two things.
I want to hear about Miami gossip.
Wait,
we have a guest.
Oh yes, we have a guest who's going to be clicking in any minute. Oh my
god,
I'm so excited
we have a guest. It's such a good
guest. We have a guest who's family.
And
I can't believe when I realized we've never had this guest on before, which
that's
is crazy.
Shocking. I'm so
because
also blood. Like I was so like not that I haven't come to expect it, but I was so like pleasantly surprised when you're like, okay, the guest is coming on at this time. I was like, okay.
I know. Do you know 1 ounce of power I do have?
Cool.
1 ounce of power I do have is that I realized the gold medalist in the garden now is like an honorable mention, just missed the medal, is fourth place. But the gold medalist follows me on Twitter, but I don't follow them on Twitter, which is...
Oh, that makes sense. That makes actually more... That's like the most
sensible
normal thing. It's the most normal thing I've heard in years.
And now it's too... We're actually at a point now where you can't really be following new people on Twitter. Like,
Exactly. Yeah. It was kind of like how... It was how Facebook Friends was a few years ago. Like, at a certain point, like, if you added someone on Facebook in the new millennium, it was like, get help. Oh, I also deleted my Facebook.
Oh, is it?
I guess by being nonstop on Instagram and TikTok, I'm essentially off the grid.
It's so funny. Sometimes I'll go on Facebook to, like, find a picture or something. Even though I literally look so gross from every picture late 2022. And
Yeah, so what I did was there was a way to like upload old Facebook photos to your Dropbox, but then I think someone might have hacked my Dropbox and I'm scared and I feel unsafe. If anyone
if there's one thing I don't get, it's Dropbox.
I know, but there's one thing I access on Dropbox regularly that I need.
It's so fun to go on Facebook and see it's like someone who someone's birthday who you haven't thought about in truly 19 years. And it's like, you're still out there having your birthdays, doing your thing.
Those people are everything. Those people are everything. Oh, okay. I sent a friend. Okay. I want to come clean. I have a shopping addiction and I'm a little scared.
Wait, our guest should be clicking in any moment.
That's fine. We'll be ready when they do. I'm starting my fitness journey at noon. I'm scared.
Oh, wait. Allison's saying something.
Put your ears open for
open.
Family
for
of the pod,
Dave
Mazzoni
herself. Now, wait, your fitness journey thing made me think of, I did a gay rite of passage the other day. I signed up for tomorrow, my very first ever Barry's boot camp.
Oh, I've been once. It's really intense. Oh, my God.
Hey,
what
girl.
A relief. What a relief.
Pause up. Pause up for our guest.
You're all born this way, and that's perfect. La la, ooh rah rah, poker face. Now, can you hear us? Can you see us? Tell us what you need technically from us. We lost the guest.
We lost the guest. But I'll say, like, because I don't want the Barry's people to like tell me anything about running. Like, I'm running is my own thing, so I don't want to like. So I'm doing double floor, which I heard is actually harder.
Yeah, I was gonna say it would be easy for you to do the running part because it's just like.
Yeah, but I don't want their input on my running. And
double floor. Which one are you going to?
I forget. I think Upper West Side tomorrow, and then.
Oh my god! Maybe. I wonder if my friend, because Brian and I have a friend who teaches Barry's.
Oh really? What's your name?
Jimmy. And we're just.
I think it's a girl. Oh. I think I like went against the grain, and I think I like shocked the world by choosing a girl fitness instructor.
Famous feminist riddle. Who's your Barry's instructor?
Yeah, I can't train this person at Barry's. It's my son who is Barry's instructor. His mother.
You know, I'm so excited. I actually have to come out as being really excited about 2023. I think that it's the year I'm going to find peace.
Totally. It's the year I'm going to find peace for sure.
I'm just like over, you know what I think, like at a certain, when you're a woman of a certain age, aka me, aka 31, you kind of know what most things, ready for the sentence, are like. Like I know what most things are like. I know what a thing's going to be like if I go to it. I know what a day is going to be like if I do it that way. So I just now it's the power's in my hands. How do I want to feel like? And totally. I know, and so yesterday I had the most exquisite evening. I went to the gym just to walk on the treadmill. And then, this is the best part, worked up a nice sweat, took an ice cold shower. Then I went, first of all, no, I'm not going to say that. Then I went, had an hour foot massage while reading my Kindle.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
You can. Okay, great.
What you waiting for?
We did it. We're done. Hooray.
Oh, welcome to the podcast. Dave
Mazzucchi treatment.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for coming on. Wait, I can't believe you've never been on this before. That's crazy when we realize.
Shocking.
Wait, I haven't? I can't believe that's true.
Can't believe that either. Maybe you have.
We used to be really good about guests, and then basically we got so tired and we stopped scheduling people.
Yeah.
That is the number one thing I hear about this podcast, which is relatable.
Oh,
wait,
nice.
Really? That we don't have guests?
No, that we're relatable.
That you're relatable.
Oh, cool. How are you, Dave?
I'm great. It's a new year.
Where are you?
I'm in my home.
How was your New Year's? City. What did you end up doing for New Year's? You had a wedding.
Yes, I went to a wedding. I went home to see my family, my cousin get married.
Oh, nice.
It was like a big hometown wedding. I was with all my friends from high school. It was cool.
In Cranny.
I was also at a New Year's Eve wedding, and how much fun is that?
It's just, you know what the best part of it was for me? It was like not having to stress for like the three to five weeks up to it about what I was going to do. Everyone was trying to figure out, do I get an Airbnb? Like, where are we going? Are we going to this bar? Like, should we get a restaurant reservation? And I was just like, I have a wedding. It was so much fun for 5 weeks to say, I have a wedding.
Totally. And we need to do a definitive, because like, I feel like much is made of New Year's weddings, and some people like to have it be their kind of comedic persona that they don't like New Year's weddings, but I think that sounds fun and fine.
It was fun. It was like, I think that the person who is like, I don't like New Year's weddings is like they're actually, in fact, being predictable.
Yeah, they're being a New Year's wedding almost, because they're trying to like, they're making New Year's more of a thing. You know what I mean? They're wanting everyone to plan their whole lives around New Year's. And then accusing the wedding people of doing that.
Agree. It's
first
like
of all,
it's punk rock to have a wedding on New Year's.
Also, I'm still in the camp of the year begins in September, so I don't really care. I'm like,
totally.
You know what I'm saying? It's like September is when we go back to school.
I was going to say, you inherited that from just years of schooling.
Yeah, and I'm a good girl, and I'm a good girl.
I feel the same way.
We shared a formative New Year's together in 2019, remember, at the Ace Hotel.
Oh my god,
that's a core memory for me.
I know that because is. I puked and broke my phone.
Yeah, you actually specifically remember that you two were both really drunk.
Thank you, Pat. Oh, thank you.
I was stone cold sober. I walked with 1% phone battery to the Eagle.
Was that, Dave, when you hurt your nose?
Yes, Mo. It was like Mo, I think, elbowed me like in the face. Like Mo was on some platform. Like with
yeah, Mo looked
were.
Amazing. I remember her. Yeah.
She was giving it or something. In like, I think she had like neon leggings on or something. And I like went up to her to go like support, like give energy. And Mo like turned around with a 5, 6, 7, 8 and clocked me straight in the face. And I knew it was over. I was like, oh for God. Sure, it's broken. Like, no question. And I'm like, have a big nose. So I was like, no. I was like, ah. But it ended up being fine. That was a great New Year's.
Did it actually break?
No, I just woke up the next morning with like super swollen and I FaceTimed Mo and I was like, what do we do?
Oh my God.
Yeah. You're like, you FaceTimed Mo and you said, how much should you pay me for this?
Mo is extremely wealthy. So I was like, wait a minute, can I use this? And then it turned out not to be broken, but yeah, that was a fun one.
So how have things been since that exact moment?
Since New Year's, let's see. It was a complicated night. I was with my family for the first time in like 10 years, which I don't know. Have you spent a New Year's with your family recently?
Yeah, it was bad. We got in a big fight.
I haven't. Yeah.
Well, like Christmas was actually like was kind of August Osage County for us my little family. Yeah, it was very like a wrestle between the generations of understanding like what is responsible. Like it was just a big Christmas. And so New Year's, my dad was, I felt him being very much on his best behavior. But anyway, it was a good time up until like I had some drama. Like my ex went, did crazy shit.
Wait, what? Oh my God. This story is always evolving. You can as much or as little get into it, but we will.
If you feel safe, give us the background.
Yeah.
I feel safe, but I do feel safe. But what I guess I'll say is that like I'm in a great place about it. It's been 10 months since I broke up with my ex. Catherine, I don't think I've seen you since.
Yes. We saw you at Union Hall.
Yes.
Didn't I? Not Union Hall. Bell House.
It was Bell House, and then I also saw you, like, I think I'm going to say 2 weeks before I made the decision to break up with him was the premiere of your special. I had amazing night out at, where were we, Freehold, or Freehand Hotel or something like that.
That night was crazy. It was not reality. Everyone had to get in an ambulance and go straight to the hospital.
I mean, she had an open martini bar and didn't expect the girls to pass out.
I take care of my loved ones.
It was like we have some special cocktails, though they're all martinis. But I digress. Like 2 weeks, that was a great night out for me by myself with a bunch of my friends. I like got pizza with like Lisa and Marie Faustin afterwards, and I was like, yeah, it was just like doing my own thing, and that was a night where I was like, I am strong enough / am happier to when I'm by myself right
strong
now.
Strong enough.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 strong enough.
So anyway, we broke up. We were together for people listening on the pod who don't know who I am. Hello, my name is Dave Mazzoni. I went through a breakup. We were together for 8 years and
crazy.
It was a beautiful relationship and I regret none of it. I can say. When it was good, it was very good and it served me for the moments that it had to, but COVID was weird, like it was for most couples. I mean,
yeah,
like, Pat, we've talked about this. It was kind of make or break when it came to facing your partner for that long and just like figuring out what exactly this next chapter of your life is going to need. Also, I met him at 23. I was 30.
So different human beings,
completely different.
If you walk by that girl on the street, you at 23, you would not recognize her. You wouldn't know this girl.
Oh my God, but I know what she'd be wearing.
It's true though. Like my needs were different. I wanted to go to the coolest bars and I wanted to just like have fun and have a New York City day every single day to 100%. And he was that for so long. But, you know, just in the past couple of years, when you turn 30, something clicks. And you just kind of want to ascend to the next tier of wealth, the next tier of success, the next tier of your aspirations. And he just couldn't meet me there. But the situation that ultimately illuminated that was just nasty, cheating bullshit that I just never thought I would. It was really dramatic, and I never really thought it would happen to a girl like me.
There's lots of crazy elements in it, and it could be something that you might even see on like a Shonda Rhimes.
It could be a feature film.
It could be a feature length.
But I'll get there with it at some point. I'm trying not to project my trauma too fast.
Yeah, you I know. Can't, you really need.
The
you
worst
really
thing
need
you can
years.
Do is project your trauma too fast.
I can't wait to see what I come up with in a few years because I've been going through it.
I have noticed that. I think at our age, and I am older than you both, but
Thank you for acknowledging.
Thank you.
I do think that, like, in your, you know, early to mid 30s, I've just noticed, especially like in the last year, people around me just taking more of and also I'm sure like the pandemic of it all, like, because it people just seem to be like clocking or taking inventory of their dynamics within their friendships and relationships and like feeling.
Yeah, after you spend a full year and a half, 2 years being forced to like basically press reset on your entire friend group, and like now you don't hang out with anybody, you've seen nobody. So when we re-entered society, it was like, who am I selecting to like re-engage with, like human to human? Mm-hmm. And like for me, the first thing I did was start my weekly show Juicy because I missed all of my comedian friends that I got to see. Mm-hmm. That it was like, you know, there's so many people where it's like, it's insane for us to like go on a date. Maybe today you're so busy, but like, come do my show. Let me see you for a half hour. Like,
totally.
That was a great use of my time. And I just found that when we came out of COVID, which was a very cling to each other.
Yeah.
Like, we made it through COVID because of each other, but we also like opened up our relationship, and here it is.
So you were not open going into pandemic?
No, we were extremely closed. When I moved to LA to do game show with Matt Rogers, I asked him, I said, okay, I'm moving for 6 months, like, what do you want to do? And the decision was that we wanted to keep it closed, and that was by his request.
Yeah.
And I was like, honestly, I was like, oh, bummer. And then I was like, actually, no, this is the better scenario. I was like, do I want him to be like, yes, please, I would love to be open. I would love to fuck other people while you're gone. Like, for him to say that, I was like, all right, you know what? Actually, I'm obsessed with this. You want to protect you want to protect me, and I can do it. And I was such a good girl. And I would just come to find that during that period, you know, you either make the choice to be loyal to your partner or you don't. And it's one or the other. And, you know, I'm not saying that my ex was always a liar. I'm not saying that he always felt this way about me or about us, but the decision to just not be truthful in those moments, like, would then snowball into almost two and a half years of just complete lies about what our situation was. And
insane.
when that came out, I was like, no way. Like, I kept zooming outside of my own body and watching the scenes that were happening. And like, I was saying things like, how could you? And like, I was I was like, oh my God, such bad dialogue. I was like, say it another way.
It's interesting, I think, like, when you get out of a long relationship, not that mine was as long as yours, but like, thinking
it doesn't matter. It's relative. Loss
totally.
Is loss.
And I think that then, like, for me, one thing is like, you know, looking into the future, I'm like, there is a part of it that I didn't, hadn't thought about, where I'm just like, truly not sure if I do think in many ways it was my fault that my relationship didn't work out, in terms of like, I'm just like a very specific person with very specific.
Don't do
no,
that.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, that's not your fault.
Not my fault. I'm not talking about like culpability in terms of like, you know, in any real like way, of more so in terms of like, if I were like, do I want a relationship, or is a relationship a situation where I can feel happy? You know what I mean? Like, if I didn't inside of that one, eventually, like, is there any world where, and I don't know what the answer is. Like, I don't know if it's like maybe an open relationship, but like, but I'm also like, I think things about that I wouldn't like. And it's just like, I don't know.
Well, the open relationship was, I mean, it was such a cliche. Like, it's like, I can't even tell the story without people seeing it coming, because it's so crazy when you're inside of it, because they were another couple that had been together just as long as we had. They had such a dichotomy in their relationship. Like, we did such a yin and a yang with like energy, and I don't know, becoming close to them really made me feel like, oh, my relationship is normal. This is what it is. And in fact, we were dealing with another couple that was going through a very similar hurt.
Yeah.
We're still putting the pieces together, and I cannot exactly compare my relationship to theirs, but what I can say is where this all stemmed from. On New Year's, he posted some out of context text that I sent him.
No.
On,
to close friends?
No, to the grid. It's the final slide on a grid. It was sent
what?
To, I didn't even see it. It was sent to me by like five different people. And that's another thing to anyone who's listening. If you have a friend that's going through a breakup and you see something that their ex is doing that's crazy out in the world, don't send it to them. They'll see it in their own time or not. But like, anyway, it was like a crazy out of context text that he posted that I sent to him like 2 days after we broke up. That,
oh my God,
essentially called him pathetic and said that I was embarrassed to have ever loved him.
Oh.
And when you find out that you've been cheated on
when you're hurt
2.5 years. Yeah. I mean that like, but it's so perfectly cropped out. Everything except that is cropped out. And so it's part of the narrative construction that I also have noticed. I think our generation deals with something very specific in breakups, and that's like controlling the narrative to people around you.
Yeah.
Via social.
Why would he post that? You know, I'm confused.
Yeah. Wait, I just looked at it. It's actually cropped very strangely, where it's like the first couple of words or anyways.
I'll open up the Florida questions because I realized I talked a lot.
No. Never stop.
It is so true about the controlling of the narrative, and it's just like bizarre ill of society now where everyone is kind of the main character of their own reality show, that they're also the producer. They're the producer and main character.
They're fully
Kris Jenner. Everyone in society is Kris Jenner of their own reality show, and they have full creative control, and they are putting out these episodes that make them look however the way they want to look is. Except sometimes, like in real reality shows, people can see through the edit.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what's really embarrassing, is when someone sees through your edit. And that's why I always
and try you yeah, go ahead.
I would try to think before I post, like for instance, like yesterday someone sent me this is like at all. Yesterday my dear friend Ariel Carlin sent me, because she was reading like your horoscopes for the year. So mm-hmm. they go send me Scorpio. And it said don't but then I looked at just my co-star horoscope for the day yesterday, and it says do's and don'ts, and it said don't peacock, and it said don't, and it said don't, another don't was like literally like something about like heartthrobs. Yeah, it was like don't heartthrobs. So I didn't text my crush, and I didn't post the carousel of Miami because that would be peacocking. And I was like, because there's something that people will see through my edit if I'm producing my reality show and put out an episode where it's just.
Where do you get Miami do's and don'ts just... from?
CoStar said do's and don'ts. Oh.
I don't do CoStar anymore. I have the Channy app.
I don't. I just have it, and when I think of it, I like remember. Oh my god!
Launching pad for thoughts for a day.
Yeah. I'm gonna send this to Angelo because I just opened Cart. One of the few people I'm like connected to is Angelo on CoStar, and it just the first thing that it says is you and Angelo Balazone both feel hopeless today. Thank you, CoStar.
That's incredible. Wait, that would make me feel better. Oh my god! Wow, you guys text.
We do. Yeah, we're on good terms. I love him.
What
I
is
think
that?
He's great.
What is that?
That's
like
so rare. That's a special thing you guys have.
Well, in some ways, I think it's, I mean, because we've talked about this, Dave, because while our breakups were at similar times, they were so.
Yeah, every breakup is different. Like, every person handles it differently.
Totally. And just like some of the harder parts, I think, of the breakup are around feeling on good terms with him and feeling. Mm-hmm. Feeling it makes me feel more guilty if I feel like something I'm doing is hurting him or something like that. Like I'm not quite as free perhaps as you, who's been so like wronged. Do you know what I mean? Like I wasn't really wronged in those ways, and I don't, and I still care a lot about him and his like well-being and his feelings and all those things. So like it's really tricky sometimes to like navigate moving on, and also then like wanting him still in my life. Like all those things are tricky, you know what I mean? It's blurry.
I am very thankful in some moments that, you know, he's been such an idiot and been he's made me hurt so deeply. And it was almost like I got my leg like chopped off.
Yeah.
Versus like a stab wound. Or even a situation where I had to do sort of like Pat, like where it's a conversation where you're the one who's sort of realizing that you don't want to do this. Like, letting someone down or coming to that realization would have taken me a really long time and would have been very hard for me as well. Mm-hmm. So like, as while at the shock value and like the upset of what happened to me was, I cannot believe I survived. I am in retrospect thankful because it put me through 3 months of intense, like, cardiac arrest, cut off friendship circle, like really, really deep meditative reflection on my own personal worth. And coming out of that, I feel like it's been longer. It's only been 10 months and it feels like a lot farther behind me. And I mean, I'm still in therapy, of course. I'm aware that
I have to get back in therapy. I literally have to get back in therapy like tomorrow.
I go monthly right now, Pat. Like, it's not, I don't need it weekly. Like right now I just like to sort of gather my thoughts, and then like maybe every 3 weeks, every 4 weeks I pop in, and it just kind of helps me check in. When I started with my therapist, it was when we started couples therapy. We went through a period of couples therapy where I was spending money to try to salvage this, and it's insane. We went through, I think, 10 sessions of couples therapy, and it was never once mentioned, as I wept and begged for honesty and transparency, that he had not only had cheated on me in the past, but was actively cheating on me with a lover of mine.
No. I have a question about your relationship with the other couple that you can answer, you cannot, but like,
sure.
Do you feel like it was, you know, and it was like open and you were with, but like in some ways, was it like poly? Like, because you were pretty emotionally connected to those other two people, I feel like.
It was this situation. Well, first of all, we met in COVID. They would come over and hang out, and it would get so late because we had never seen other human beings. They were like our little pod that, like, there were no taxis running. Getting on the subway was like a death sentence. So we would be like, okay, sleep over. I have a pullout couch. It's sitting right behind me right now. For the first, like, 4 or 5 times we hung out, it would just become 4 a.m. and we would pass out. And then I was just catching a heavy vibe. And in retrospect, when I look back, this kid that would sort of backstab me in a way.
Yeah.
I'd known him for years, and he had always been, I've always gotten that sort of vibe. I didn't trust it from the jump. And another big lesson I can say is, and I know it's so cliche, everything I say is cliche, and I guess it's just because it's real. You have to trust your gut. My gut, I went on antidepressants towards the back end of our relationship because I believed so deeply that something was unhappy within me. And that was what was affecting our relationship. And so, like, and I was I remember crying to my ex, being like, I'm so sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me. And he was like, I'm going to go on antidepressants. It's a very low dosage, but I want to try it. And he let me do all of that. He let me cry to him about it. Everything I was feeling in my gut was dead on, and he did not have the courage. Or maybe he hadn't even done like the self analysis to realize what he was doing in that moment. He was just,
And I
can't believe that that's such a selfish act, especially to allow somebody to go that far and like really like be that deep into self analysis and not be honest.
Totally.
So after all that couples therapy, I mean, like, I don't know. I was just so upset, and the breakup, when it came, it almost was like, yeah, like my therapist said to me, you've been preparing for this for months.
Oh,
she's like, I think you started therapy to try to get me to tell you that it was you, and that there was something that you needed to fix. But when you come in here, we talk about you for 10 minutes, and then we talk about not just your ex, everyone, this whole situation that you're in.
Yeah.
And to answer your question, Pat, more directly about them. We were best friends. Like, they would sleep over. Like, it would be like, sure, it would get sexual in moments, but like, it was just a family unit. We were like, it was, especially in COVID, 4 people could fit in a car. We could, 4 people were perfect for an Airbnb upstate for the weekend. This was like, Quibi was tanking. I was like, get me out of here.
A lot of people are forced into open.
Quibi was tanking.
I had to flee the city.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Quibi was tanking. 4 in an Uber. It's a poem.
We had to get upstate.
We had to get upstate.
God. It's funny because it's true. And,
it's funny because it's true.
Anyway, like, I, you know, they've broken up as well, same day. If it
no.
were, if it were a play, there would be a wall in the center of the stage.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Oh, yes.
A couple on either side. Mm-hmm. And maybe the same conversation, lights up, lights down, lights up, lights down.
And yeah, that's like, Tish. That's what Tish has given us.
And that is Tish.
I wish I went to NYU.
You would have been so, you would have been so, you would have had a panic attack every day, Pat.
Really? Why? Because like,
it was, it's like a high stakes, everyone's 18 and the star of their hometown theater
Talk about Chris Jenner, yeah.
I don't think I would be, I don't think if I were to find myself at NYU, I don't think it would be in Tisch, but I think I would have felt more empowered to pursue like creative writing and be mm-hmm. gay. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be like a straight.
He was empowered to pursue be gay.
I wouldn't. I would. There's no world where I'm at NYU and I'm a straight comms major. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That doesn't happen to NYU.
But that's
people.
Also. But Pat, that's made you who you are, and that's given you.
Yeah, being a straight comms major hasn't
literally has given you your POV.
Adult.
You have such a unique
truth.
POV as a straight, as someone who's gone
who
from a
lived
straight comms
life
major
as a straight comms
to a gay
major,
artist to a really, really gay artist living uptown.
Totally, totally.
I see Matt Rogers' track for you. Like, I was in Tisch Drama, but Matt was in the dramatic writing program, and I see you there. I see you, like...
Yeah, I could
well,
be...
Well, Dave,
could
let
see...
me ask you this. I think this is the perfect time to ask you the Seek Treatment question, which is, who were you?
Who are you?
Who are,
who
you,
are you?
And
who
do you
want
to be?
Be? Moving forward.
Moving forward.
Okay, who was I? You know, when I went home for New Year's, I looked through a photo album, and I found my first, when I got, my mom calls it, when he got bit by the bug.
Oh, I love to say I'm bit by the bug.
I got bit by the bug. It's, I was in a Christmas Carol at at Trinity Rep when I was like 11, and it was my first big theater production, and I was given a dressing room. A dresser, which was basically, I would come to find, a child wrangler. But I thought I had like an assistant. And that kid that I just looked at, like, I was giving like hand on the hip, like at the red carpet. This was the biggest theater in Providence where
That's
I was from.
So and cute.
This boy, this is who I was. Like I knew I was the greatest star.
The greatest showman. You knew you were the greatest showman.
I'm the greatest.
I was the greatest showman.
The greatest showman. No one knows. Oh.
Who am I? Is the other question, right? Who am I right now?
Yeah, but then wait. Like,
who were you? It's like, so then from once the bug bit, the next question is, of course, did you hook in Heisk?
And the next question that's kind of that is like related to like coming out to yourself.
Yeah, it's like child, when did you come out to yourself? Did you hook in Heisk? When did you come out to everyone else?
Yeah.
Okay, so I came up to myself right there. That was like me being like, oh, this is my moment. I have it. I'm gonna be a star no matter what. Then,
and guess what? You were right, bitch.
Yes. Then I think the moment that I like actually acknowledged it within myself and like came to was the moment that I found out I had a unibrow.
Powerful moment.
This girl Kelsey told me, like, I think it was like seventh grade, and it had never even dawned on me before. And she explained to me that day that I was ugly. And so I went home and
You're literally the hottest person I've ever met.
You've never been ugly for a second. I don't want to hear it.
Like that middle school stuff. So I went home that day and I took my dad's Gillette razor, which I thought to myself as I looked at it, I said, this is the perfect length for between my eyebrows.
No, you said right arm is complete again.
Yep. And I took the razor and I, like Mulan slicing her hair, like just in the mirror, like shaved my eyebrows in half. And I looked at myself in the mirror. I said, I have the power to change my own appearance.
Wow.
Oh, like, my God.
And from that day forward, I guess I breathed in my queerness in a more honest way. And then as soon as I went to NYU, I definitely did what you were saying, Pat. I majored in drama and I minored in gay.
You got there.
Dick.
So you got there where you're already like, there's dick to be sucked here and I'm going to suck it? Or were you kind of like, do you take like fall semester to like be like, I need to come out to my parents as gay?
I took a full semester, maybe even a little more, to not put a label on it.
Oh my God, I love not putting a label on it as a young faggot. Yeah, I love a young faggot who's not putting labels on anything.
God. For you to do it is kind of inappropriate and kind of like says a lot about you, actually.
Totally.
Maybe you're gay. Did you ever think about that, Brian?
Yeah, it's giving Meredith Marks, my son's figuring out his sexuality.
Oh, that was crazy. Why is she saying Brooks is gay?
Yeah. Brooke? Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm not caught up. I kind of fell off.
Honestly, this season, it's dark, but it's watchable. I'm having a lot of trouble with Potomac this season because it's like, feels so dark. It's like,
I have fell off of a lot of them. I've been so busy, like, drowning myself in my current work. Like, the where I am now is really exciting because I feel so passive and I've been so busy with projects.
Wait, one more thing. You don't have to talk about this. And then what about, didn't you have a romance with Matthew, our dear friend Matthew Rogers?
Yes, I did. Matt was one of the few boyfriends that I have that I still, I think when you come out first, you stumble into a lot of your sisters along the way. You're like, you just think, I love you. I'm obsessed with you. Like, yeah. You must be my boyfriend. And then it's like, nope, just because we could have sex doesn't mean we should have sex.
Yeah. You're like, you're not my boyfriend. You're my quibby co-host one day.
I think one of the first words I said when I looked at Matt Rogers was the word quibby. It just came out of
yeah. And no one knew what that meant.
No one knew what it was then. Matt and I did a show together that involved, it was actually where sort of my comedy roots were planted. It was a show at NYU that was, we wrote, and we combined with a lot of kids that were in the dramatic writing program and in other schools that worked a lot in improv and sketch. And we wrote a show together for 3 summers, and it was a very intimate process. We all lived on the NYU campus for the summer.
Is that the show? Is that what is that show? Like the sex show?
Yeah, it's called The Reality Show.
Well,
they talk about sex in it. Like, that's the whole...
As they do in most shows.
It's a part of life, and it's a part of art. Sex is a part of life. Get over it, guys.
Say it. But yeah, that was where we liked Matt, and he was totally obsessed.
I bet he was.
And you're like, why are you so obsessed with me?
That actually sounded beautiful.
Joel Kambusha said, I'm getting better at singing.
The way you kind of did like a light, like, why are you so, like, you really use that diaphragm, like, why? But I would urge you not to let out too much air at once. Common mistake.
I would never want to do that. Why are you so? Joel said I was getting better at singing after I sang a line of I couldn't stop singing this whole weekend, Built This Way, the Mean Girl song by Sam Ronson. It's like, do you ever feel like you wanna be someone else for just one day?
Oh, that's a great song.
Sam Ronson.
I feel like this is like the trailer of movies I've seen.
Really?
Like,
Sam Ronson, the one who dated Lindsay Lohan?
Of course, that must be how they met. I mean, it's the main Mean Girl song when they're like walking, when everyone's like at the end, when everything kind of works out.
When Katie plays field hockey and like that's her after her aggression out.
Yeah, no. Katie doesn't play field hockey. Regina plays field hockey.
Katie's just kind of like chilling with the freaks.
Katie's like,
she gives like a knowing smile to Janice Ian from across the room, just like a very knowing. Yeah, like,
Janice Ian, who would go on to would go on to be one of those amazing actresses in Fleischman Is in Trouble.
I want to watch that.
I haven't started it yet, but people have been telling me to watch.
Dave, it's so good. It's very intense. Every episode leaves me emotionally raw. I will say.
Wow. I gotta see.
Okay, wait. So now, Dave, who are you now?
Who the hell?
I was going to ask you, Pat, about Miami. Did you have fun? Did you suck and fuck?
I didn't suck nor fuck, but I had a lot of fun.
Did anything go in a little?
Nothing went in, including the only time I almost hooked up with LOL at the story, like, L'Ovalet. We're at the gay party, and I'm kind of like doing the thing where I already like in those spaces, I walk in and I'm motivated, and I'm like, all right, this is it. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to see what happens.
Be
like,
what you want to be. That song.
I'm going to be what I want to be.
Do you ever feel it?
Yeah.
Dun, 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 and a bottle of Jack. Because You think you'll figure me out tonight, but I don't care. And I wonder why I just
feel this that's way. And I wonder. Yeah. What a great song. I didn't know that's what that was called.
Because every man I know makes me feel like I'm to blame when it's over. Anyways.
So wait, the voice is coming.
It's coming because I practice. Just kidding, I don't. But
you do practice on this podcast every week.
I do practice on this podcast. This podcast is primarily for me to practice my singing, my voice. now, so I'm walking around. I'm motivated. We go there after the Miley Dahlia, but also we get there at like 1. And so I did run every day. I tried to wake up early because it was hot, and I wanted to run before it got too hot. So I was like tired. And you know how those spaces are. I mean, we're talking thousands and thousands of like shirtless, sweaty gay men. And so I immediately start to feel like already I immediately start fading. Like I immediately start losing energy. And I'm like, oh God. So I'm with the group. And then I'm like, let me go walk around and see if anyone looks at me, which is an amazing strategy that all the young girls can learn from. And that's when I saw my Dave before he got on. I saw my bronze medalist third place crush making out with someone who I wasn't there, who was with a different, who was like coincidentally there as well. So then finally I ended up like kind of making eye contact with this older guy who was really hot. And I was like, oh, he's like into it. I could actually tell there's definitely a vibe. And so he kind of was like, I kind of like have him on the hook, you know what I mean? And it's like, he's kind of inching over, and then it's like, there's light contact, whatever. It's kind of like we're about to kind of turn to each other and like really make it official and be like, whatever, we're dancing. Literally in that moment, this random ass person, this younger guy who I was not attracted to, came up and started me like kissing me on my mouth and face, which wasn't invited or welcome.
So you were assaulted. We love to do that.
Oh, no. He starts kissing me on my mouth and face and saying, why is everyone here from New York?
No.
Oh my God. And then I was like, get off of me, get off of me. And
stop
like,
it.
I literally shook free from this demon person, and then the guy was gone and he was lost. That was the closest I came, but I did have a really good time.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But somebody recently called New York the sixth borough. I mean, Miami the sixth borough to meet. And I was like,
I have to tell you.
It was probably this person who felt that everyone there was from New York.
No one cares.
I don't even know how he knew I was from New York. Because
let me tell you this.
I was going to say, because he kissed you, I was like, Pat, do you think he knows who you are? Sometimes people don't know who you are, girl.
This girl didn't, yeah. I don't think. This young girl was giving, I don't know who the fuck you are, but I am going to go ahead and kiss you and lick your face. Yeah.
You know what? I couldn't connect less with Miami. I every time I go there, I feel like I'm like really close to being roofied. Yeah. And one time I think I was. Anyways.
It's a toxic place for a woman. If you go with like a gay mindset, it can be fun. It can be like hot Brooklyn if you go to certain areas.
Oh, that's cool. I go mostly.
Well, we were like this. We were
the mindset of a gay male.
The first night we started doing this bit because, you know, me, Matt, and Bowen are all currently watching Miami. They're watching the modern seasons. I went back to the beginning.
The modern seasons?
Because it was revived on Peacock. It's
revived.
It's because, like, famously, it came out season 1. It wasn't great.
I think it's a Broadway musical. The modern adaptation of Miami Housewives.
They reimagined it completely.
In the revival.
I abandoned it because it, like, wasn't for... It was just, like, not great. I wasn't connecting with the girls. And then... I maybe watched a couple episodes of season 2, but I kind of lost track. And then that was like 2012. And then like in the last couple of years, they brought it back on only Peacock, and it's having a huge moment. Everyone's saying it's the best city, and everyone's saying it's incredible. And you know, I'm a completionist by nature. So I'm like, let me go back to season 1 and rewatch, and then watch seasons 2 and 3. And then
I admire that about you.
Totally. So, and Matt and Bowen are watching the modern seasons. And so basically we were in Miami, so we kept doing this prank basically. Well, like Matt went to the bathroom. He's like, oh, let's say we saw Larsa and Marisol and they were getting along. Like, let's say you just missed them. We saw them. So we kept doing that. And then we kind of kept like pranking people saying we just saw like Marisol, or like we just saw like Alexia. And and so whatever. And like eventually people stopped falling for it. And I was like, okay, this is just something you're saying. But then we're at the first night party. And it's like a gay party, all similar, like all, you know, shirtless, you know, gay men. And then I spot this young girl in a sequined dress. And I'm like, wait a minute, I recognize that girl, but I have to test. So I do the test where I say, Allie! And she turns. And I realize that this sequined dress girl here at this gay party is none other than Allie Shapiro, Jill Zarin's daughter.
No, that even affects me.
I'm confused.
Wow.
I'm with Patrick Rogers, and he's like, you have to go say hi. You're clearly obsessed with this girl. I was like, I'm not, to be fair, but I do have to say hi.
Of course you're obsessed with that girl.
She looks absolutely disgusted.
I mean,
by
you
me.
Yelled her name.
She looks disgusted by me. I have to say. So I go over and I say, Allie, I'm a huge fan. And she looked she was like avoiding eye contact, could not stand me, wanted me dead. And the guy she was with, she was like, she's really overwhelmed. I was like, oh no,
no.
He was like, she's really overwhelmed, but she loves it. I was like, okay, whatever.
I'm kind but of she alone loves you.
Seeing how he's there. Now I have to bring to the group after hours of saying I saw Housewives but being pranked. I'm like fully boy who cries wolf. Now I have to go over and be like, when I was alone, I saw Ali Zarin and she's here at this gay party. Do you know what I mean?
Oh no. And
that's
no,
that's so good.
Wow.
The boy who cried housewife.
The boy who cried housewife. Yeah.
Oh my God. That reminds me of this time I went to Beyonce concert and I told everyone in the immediate area of me in the bathroom that Shakira was there.
Wow. That's really good.
She I will wasn't, say when but I was like, she's going to do Beautiful
Ooh,
Liar.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad.
So I will say that I have to give it up to the juniors when I was a freshman because they pulled the most epic prank where they convinced everyone that Beyonce in 2000, this was in spring 2003. So Beyonce, it was like right after Crazy in Love. So she was huge, but she wasn't what she is now. But they convinced everyone Beyonce was coming to our school. And for some reason, everyone believed them. And like, I remember there's people gathering in the hallway, like literally it was like violent. People were like elbowing each other, and like every car that pulled up, everyone's like, Beyonce's, oh my God, it's Beyonce's in the car, Beyonce's in the car.
Oh my and God. And that Corolla.
Yeah, literally.
And then, Toyota Sienna.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Beyonce just pulled up in an all blue Kia Sorento.
Okay, wait, my computer's thing where it doesn't charge when there's,
love that.
It doesn't charge what I'm doing, so I do have time, but we should move forward.
Who are you now, Dave?
Who am I now? I'm a battered, bruised, strong divorcee.
You are rising. You're Phoenix, rising from the ashes.
I'm a gay male who now relates to Under the Tuscan Sun. Like,
wow. I've never seen it. Should I watch it?
Good, Pat.
For some reason, really in my head, good. It's the same. For some reason, in my head, it's the same movie as Mona Lisa Smile. For some reason, those are the same movies.
Both incredible films. But
it's also very Eat, Pray, Love as well. But I think it's better than both of those. And I love Julia. But like, I don't know. It was great.
I love Julia.
I'm somebody who like is going into 2023 doing only what I want to do, only what I want to do. Spent a lot of 2020, the early parts of 2022. I'm still in that like the time hop is a year ago and we were still together type thing. I'm starting to see like this is when I was really unhappy last year.
Yeah.
Even though all I've been through, I am so much better. I'm putting out a ton of cooking content on my Instagram.
I know, I fucking love it. And I love the TikToks.
Thank you. I'm excited.
I want you to teach me how to cook.
Pat, it would be my dream.
Well,
too.
I told you I want to do
it live.
I told you I want to do a dinner
and
party.
You teach me how to make a dish.
This is all, I have so many of these things. I've been trying to bring the kitchen to the stage, but I think I have to bring the stage to the kitchen. And that was like what kind of the realization I had. A while ago was there are a lot of things that I'm doing over the course of this year that are going to kind of bring comedy to a kitchen setting. And bring like my favorite friends' personalities and like the performance aspect that I do so well, but combined with my passion of food.
I think it's kind of perfect for you.
Thank you. I've always, it's genuinely truly something that has grounded me so much throughout my life. My worst moments with my ex when I didn't want to do anything, I would give myself a lasagna to make because then I didn't have to go to some club or some bar that I didn't want to go to.
Like, yeah.
It's, and my therapist assign is always.
Yourself. Dave Mazzoni's rule number one when you're in a relationship that just isn't working, assign yourself a lasagna.
Assign yourself, title of app, assign yourself a lasagna.
I recommend it, hon, because it's a project that it's like self-care. It's something you're making for you. You're taking care of yourself. And it really did this, like diving in on myself like that is what saved me and what made me realize that I was, not only was I strong enough, but also I knew what was keeping me from being happy was following those things. And I'm trying, my therapist says not, like I said, to project my trauma. So I'm being careful with it. And I'm careful, being careful, making my something that makes me happy, my work. But yeah. Also, I love my friends and I love my work. So I'm going to combine the parts that I love from both things. And totally. So that's me now, really excited about all that I have in the pipeline. I will totally flea bag this breakup story and I will come back on the pod.
You will.
Yes.
And you'll be promoting. You're promoting your one man on the press tour. Get on your knees type show that all the celebs are coming to.
I need to watch Fleischman is in Trouble because I imagine it as a 4-episode miniseries. And that's what that is, right?
Yeah, I think it's an 8-episode.
Oh, 8-episode. Okay. Ugh, that's what my manager says. Ugh, okay.
Anyway. she's telling the truth.
Damn it, she's right.
I love your manager. She's one of my faves all the time. Who I get to see when I run into her.
Another one who just got married. Ugh.
Oh yeah.
Who cares? Who cares?
She's so gorgeous.
Oh no, I've been enjoying all of the weddings. Yes, there. It was beautiful. I was gay at the wedding so many times in 2022. I guess that's what I am now. I'm the wedding date girl. I can do this.
Yes.
Yeah.
For those of you who can't see because you're listening, I'm smiling effortlessly and pointing with like that kind of energy that says, "Come on."
Yeah. Yes, it's also it's kind of like a dance with me energy, like dance with me, but like also I'm not going to get in your way, but like I'm going to go actually to the bar, but dance with me.
Yes. Exactly.
I'm actually going this way, but dance with me.
Really?
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Yeah. Go. Well, I feel like now we're veering into. What is your dream? Who do you want to be?
Yeah, what's the final form?
Ooh, the final
form. As you would estimate now.
Once the lasagna's been assigned and completed.
Yeah.
So I want a line of nonstick pans in Target.
You'll have that.
I want to be 45.
Yes.
Younger than 45. I see that for me. Mm-hmm. I see a really slutty future for me.
Yeah. But I just want to say too, like, that is the best part of being gay is like you can really flourish at 45.
Oh, and it's not that fair. That should be
heavily featured in the It Gets Better campaigns. It should say like you can flourish at 45. And there should be a picture of like a 45-year-old hot guy.
There's gray in my beard now. And I'm like, you know what? This is going to be, I think salt and pepper is going to be okay for me.
But as someone who's a bottom like myself, do you ever feel like we don't have as much time as tops?
No, I don't feel that way. As someone who doesn't have any time at all.
I mean, I would call myself a bottom, but I also will say that I was in that role largely because, 23, I met my ex. And
23 and me, and we're like 23 and my ex.
23 and my ex, period. It's and at that time, that was the role that I sort of played, and that was sexually sort of what we fell into. And I think part of opening our relationship also was that we were also able to explore other kind of like the incorporating of these other two guys into our sexual relationship. Kind of made things mix up a little bit and I think awakened us to like the fact that we'd been keeping things sort of the same for a very long time. I mean, it was a great sex life, but like, I don't know, I'm single now and I'm so, every time I meet a different guy, and I'm not out here like crazy, but it's so funny after you've been in an 8-year relationship, the people that come out of the woodworks to fuck you.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, are you getting
it? I haven't quite had that problem, which is cool.
That is not true, Pat. I don't wanna hear that, you fucker.
I don't mean that they're necessarily famous or hot per se. I mean that like people who are close to you that you thought were like besties of yours, like, I don't know, basically what I'm saying is men are trash, and sometimes some people really close to you, like within like a couple of weeks of breaking up, I was getting like late night texts from people that I was like, oh, I thought you were, I thought you were here for me. I thought you were concerned about my well-being. I think you want to come cuddle is to use your
How about word. This? Yeah. Are you here for me? Are you here for the D? Wow, that was so good, you guys. Clap, you guys. Come dance with me. Come dance with me.
She's doing the wedding. She's doing the wedding points, and it's good. It's those kind of points where I usually give mouth open because, like, that's a really good B character in a lot of the wedding photos.
Totally.
Like, gay guy in the back in a colorful suit, like, going like, ah-ha-ha, is like, the bride loves that. She's going to choose that photo.
Wait, I hate to do this, but I do have to wrap up, mostly because of my comp being dead, but also I work soon.
So before we end, let's talk about this. Well, I guess what I would say next is, what advice would you have for people going through breakups? Because I think you're coming to us with a lot of wisdom. And I think people listening might be like, what do I do?
Your gut is right. It's so basic to say. But if you even have the thought, oh, here's what I can encapsulate it like this. Mm. If you think you need to check his phone, check his phone.
If
the thought crosses your mind more than once that something's going on, and you know, really analyze it, like make sure you're not being paranoid, but if your gut tells you to check the phone, check the phone.
That's like in season 2 of Miami when Joanna said something was telling me to read his emails. He was planning a vacation with a girl he was and talking and flirting with the girl and over email, and the way she handled it was she cooked him a really nice dinner to apologize for making him feel like he had to do that by traveling for work.
Sounds like she should see my therapist, but that I guess is that's the takeaway advice for me. Other than that, looking forward to a whole year, looking forward to seeing you guys. I'm doing Club Come
in a couple weeks. I can't wait. I know, I haven't seen anyone in so long. I've been so hermit. I can't wait to reconnect with my friends.
I'm actually trying
to cook more in the new year as well, and I would love to get together and cook. I'm trying to host little dinner parties at my house, so stay tuned.
Yeah, I'm about to take a screen grab. So everyone look hot. I'm about to take a screen grab, so.
Oh. I look crazy, but I don't care because I'm with family. I don't care. Let me ask you this. Now, the next question, of course, is does everyone have a crush of the week? Who are we crushing on in this new chapter, Dave?
Oh, my God. I have a boy that I've hooked up with over Halloween. He lives in Cleveland.
One of the sexiest places on planet Earth. He lives in Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Yeah, that was right in front of me and I missed it. He's cute. It was a show, right? Was that starring Jamie Lee Curtis?
I remember a lot of the Real Housewives. There's drama in one season of the Real Housewives of OC because two of the women were asked to appear, and one woman said that the other woman isn't as good as her because she was asked to appear as herself, and the other woman is an actress and was asked to appear as a character.
That's right.
Iconic, but Betty anyway, White. My crush is Cleveland boy. He's a sweetheart, very emotional, and like just a body and a dick like I have not seen.
I've seen the body and dick in him.
He's got the body of a goddess.
He's got me thinking about it all the time, and I miss him. Can't wait to see him again.
That's a good feeling.
That's an amazing feeling.
My crush of the week is the idea of home.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy to be home, and I'm so happy to be in my house, and I'm so happy to be nesting in my home. So mine's the idea
is this
of home.
The house that we rented together?
Have I not told you this? Okay. We rented the apartment 5 together. Then I convinced my brother to move into apartment 6. Now my other brother lives in apartment 3. And so we're all in the same building. So this building that you allowed me to get has given my family.
Oh, I didn't know
so
you guys
much.
Worked together on that.
Oh my God.
I was like, come look at this place. Like, you know, the ins and outs.
I have a real estate license. That's just like a gay thing. I also have, we get one when you turn 21, you just get a real estate license.
Yeah. A gay thing
I also have.
I'm actually
in a different apartment, but same building, but I love the building. Couldn't be happier. I'll stay here for a long time. So thank you.
Oh my God, that's so wonderful. It's one of the most iconic West Village streets it could be on. So
it's really nice.
I'll be real and say that my crush of the week is my real crush. He's the gold medalist.
Oh, it's so real for you.
Ooh. Wait, tell
you,
me, like,
you know about the gold medalist. Before you came on, I gave medals out to my primary, secondary, and tertiary.
Tertiary reminds me of an intestine.
I've talked to you about my gold medalist.
Yes. I remember.
Now, before we finish, does everyone feel hot today?
I actually do. I guess it's the hat. That's why I'm like taking screen grabs.
Oh, nice.
And see if anyone looks at it.
The hat.
I don't, but
really
I don't care.
Hat.
Thank you.
I still have like a little bit of a tan from the Mexico wedding that I went to. I look in the mirror and I still think, oh, you look tan. And that makes
me
feel
such
hot.
A good feeling.
Do you guys think I got color in Miami? Do you think I got color?
You look great.
Yeah, I think you look great. I think,
you know what I'll say?
The jaw is sitting right now, Pat.
Yeah. Well, my face gets really snatchy when
I'm gonna get snatchy tonight for my show because I haven't performed yet this year. I'm excited, but let me say this: I kind of see this episode with Dave as a part one, and part two will be returning. You know, when we have the show, when we have the story, and so this is just the beginning. And thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you in person very soon.
And are you mad at me?
Yes.
Bye.
Why?
Because I want to hang out. Let's hang out this week. I'm gonna crash the show tonight, Kat.
Oh my God! Please.
I believe this is That'd my last heaven. Week of work. Should I not be awarded with another job after my current job? So I think I'll be more free unless I'm awarded a job.
I hope you're awarded a job.
I can't wait for Hacks. I'm dying for it. Go get to work. Get out of here. Go to my show. I want to consume.
Love you all. Time to consume and stay real and stay treated. Mwah. Bye.
Bye. Seek treatment.
you're boring, it's fun.